WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It's Monday night, and you know what that means. It's time for the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive. Chat. We have Amazon Prime linking to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use Kirk or Rocksock or Lindsay Ward in the Fortnite. I'm Sean Chris, hashtag epic partner. We're on the road to the final episodes on the USA Network and on the road to Netflix. I'm the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
We are seeing the end of an era, guys. Raw is leaving USA. They dropped the announcement this morning with Hunter giving a pretty badass promo package to us to announce the Netflix stuff for Monday Night Raw. We got to see the new logo, which is pretty cool. And yeah, only 2 weeks left. It's kind of crazy.
It really is.
It's been like, what, 20 years? Something like that?
Well, it's been...
Because I know that they were on USA and then they left and then they came back.
Yeah, it's been 19 years since they came back.
Damn.
They've been there since 1993, except for that period of time they were on the new TNN and Spike TV for 5 years. Beyond that, yeah, they've been on USA Network. It's a staple of the USA Network. So that's where things kind of stood.
It's going to be weird. Because, like, for me, how I watch it is I have YouTube TV up in my office. Mm-hmm. And I watch Raw up in my office. And so, like, I have the YouTube TV specifically to watch Raw up here and TV in general, like when I'm in my office, because like Comcast streaming app is crap. So like I have that up here. So it's like now I'm going to have to make sure Netflix is one on this TV and two that I remember what my password for it is so I can log into it, because fuck if I know what it is. At this stage, it's logged in on my TV downstairs if I want to watch Netflix, or it's logged in on my phone if I want to watch Netflix, but I don't know what my password is, which is not good. But yeah, instead of queuing up the YouTube, I'm going to have to queue up the Netflix, which I guess is not a bad thing. I just hope the servers don't crash.
I don't expect them to crash.
We can only hope.
We can only
hope. Because, I mean, we could see some big returns. We could see some debuts. We could see a lot of things.
We could. But what we saw on tonight's show included a triple threat match in the Intercontinental Championship tournament. It was Kaden Carter over Kelly Rodriguez and Zoe Stark. Pretty good match.
Very good match. I enjoyed it. There was a lot of back and forth. Raquel, honey, please get new gear. I'm sorry. Just please. It's no. Just no. It's a no. I'm sorry. It just, I get what you're trying to do. Like, I get what she's trying to do, but it's a no for me. Like, there's just something about it that's just not working. It's not flattering on her, and it could be so much better, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I like the match. I thought it was good. You gave a chance to everybody to kind of shine, which some people needed. Like, I feel like Kaden needed. I feel like Raquel needed. And yeah, this was a lot of fun. And of course, Zoe, this was a nice, like, solo opportunity for her. I just hope that, are they going to do the IC title at a PLE or a special event like what they did for the US, or are they just going to do it on a Raw?
It might be Netflix Raw the first week.
I mean, that would be fun. That would be special.
Zoe Stark advanced in the tournament, in said tournament. So there was that. The Intercontinental Championship was on the line. It was Bron Breakker and Ludwig Kaiser. They had a hell of a match.
I like what they're doing with Ludwig. I really like what they're doing. Like, he's getting into that whole smarmy heel business, and I'm here for it. Like, I enjoy a good villain, y'all. I'm just going to say it. I enjoy a really good villain, especially when they are purposefully and intentionally trying to be a villain, because I feel like we all need that in life. It's just people who are just assholes for the sake of being assholes, right? And yeah, I feel like Ludwig is just being an asshole, and I love it so very much. It's along the same lines as Drew, where it's just that hardline villain, and it's like, yes, give that to me. Because we all need bad guys in our life, right? We all need that. But the match was good. The match was very entertaining. I'm actually looking forward to seeing where this feud goes.
Indeed. Bron Breakker retained his Intercontinental Championship.
Which is a little surprising, but we'll see where they go with it.
Yes. we had the New Day backstage as well. And they kind of weren't allowed in the locker room. Rey Mysterio was like, yeah, no, y'all got to go dress somewhere else, probably, because what you did, E, was not, we didn't like any of it.
Okay, I want to talk about this.
Please do.
Because one, the fact that you didn't have, like, the solo locker room for the New Day was a really interesting touch. Like, I like the fact that the locker room was like, yeah, no, you can't just sit with us because of what you did to E. Like, that was a really cool moment of solidarity. But the fact that you had Rey Mysterio do it felt just like, when you know he would, in TV world, have his own locker room, in quotations, because he's had one for years where he has the fancy little door sign on the door, and they go to Rey Mysterio's locker room, and there it is, and then he's just in the general one, which I know he's in the general one in general, like, he dresses in there with everybody else. He's not, certainly not above everybody else, but, like, in TV land, it just felt a little weird. But it was cool to see, like, Rey Mysterio being like, yeah, man, nah, y'all aren't cool anymore. Go dress somewhere else. We're all behind E. Just so you know. Like, that was a cool little moment to kind of sort of sell the fact that the New Day is not the New Day anymore, and they're the bad guys now, and we just have to see where it goes.
We sure do. They were also talking to Jackie Redmond backstage, and, you know, moments later, like a half hour later, and things didn't go well, and then, you know, and then we saw Sonya, Shayna, and Zoe standing over a screaming Kairi Sane, who got attacked by the trio.
That was good. That was so good. It's putting her in doubt. It's putting her in such doubt for, because she's in the IC title tournament as well, correct?
Who, Kairi?
I think so, yeah, isn't she? Or just in general?
Okay. Because I don't remember. I don't remember if she was or not. Dakota was. She's against Alba Fire and Natalya. So I think that's a way to get Sonya into it. I think they're going to try to wedge her in, because Sonya was complaining about not being in it, and injuring Kairi would give her a place in the tournament.
Yep, there you go.
That's probably that's what will end up happening.
Villains doing villain shit. Let's go. Here for it.
Very much here for it. Trying to make sure I covered everything. Oh, yeah. Akira Tozawa and Otis and Maxine were backstage, and R-Truth was there, and they talked about the commercial from last week, and They mentioned the word Butch. Butch showed up, a.k.a. Peter Dune, and he didn't want Truth username. And he's like, I didn't tell him to chant it. And then an American Maid showed up calling them pathetic. And, you know, he's setting up Tozawa versus Gable, I think, next week on Raw, most likely. As he's trying to, you know, get rid of his former Alpha Academy once and for all.
I'm a little sad that they, like, have come back to this. But I guess they don't have much else for them, so here we are.
Kind of wrapping it up before maybe they switch brands or something during this trade win- this transition window they're going through, whatever it was called.
It could be. It's entirely possible, but or they're going to break up American Alpha, and they might go through separately just to sort of give them something else to do.
I mean Alpha Academy.
Or Alpha Academy, thank you. Yeah. I don't know why I call them America Alpha, but Alpha Academy, I'm so sorry. But yeah, like, I think that's kind of maybe run its course a little bit, especially after the breakup. So
yeah, I mean, they need something new to do, yeah.
Yeah, so you just kind of move them on, and that gives American Maid something to do.
Miz was talking to Karrion and crew. He tried making a case for them to go their separate ways, but Cross, it's not over until he says it's over. And they've always been reacting to the Wyatt Six. Now it's time for them to make the first strike. Cross asked if he remembered Dexter Lumis kidnapping and torturing him, and Miz said Miz would end up have to facing Lumis next week on Monday Night Raw. Miz was like, I'm not doing it. And they're like, yes, you are. Ellering was like, I saved you twice. You owe us. You're doing the match. You've won 22 titles. You can do this. And he's going to learn. Karrion, as after Miz walked away, it's like, you're going to learn the lesson that when you make a deal with the devil, you can't and you won't outrun him.
Look, there's a big difference between just because you can do something doesn't mean you want to do something.
Indeed.
This is a clear case of, yes, I can do it, but I don't want to do it. And if somebody else could do it, that would be fantastic. Namely, one of the two big guys in AOP would be fantastic. You know, we just send one of the big ones in to deal with the Wyatt Six. That would be great. I still don't know where this is going. I still don't know if I really like it or not. Like, I understand what they are trying to do. They are trying to do something with Karrion's group. I'm not entirely thrilled that it's coming at the expense of the Wyatt Six, just because I feel like that the Wyatt Six are a potentially stronger group than Karrion's, but I understand also that Karrion's came first. So it's a little tricky right now. The story's a little convoluted, and so I'm hoping that in 2 weeks, when we go to Raw on Netflix, where they potentially get that third hour back, that they're going to be able to expand back out on the stories and start to really begin to tell this story, because it's like I said, it's just very convoluted. It's a little confusing, and maybe it's just a little too high level for me. I don't know, but I'm still not sure how I feel about it.
But Monday Night Raw opened with CM Punk. He said he was feeling a little low and in a little bit of a bad mood. He talked about Seth Rollins indicating that he thinks of him about him a lot and telling Rollins that he doesn't think about him at all. He said he's in a bad mood because Rollins is right. He said as much as he'd like to put their issues in the past and avoid it, it's only a matter of time before they meet in the ring. Like, his mind would wander, but he would eventually, you know, kind of think about Rollins a little bit. He said he knows when addressing the fans, Rollins' stupid music would hit and it would come in the clogs. And, you know, he compared Seth Rollins to Liberace and said that's not an insult because he thinks Liberace is cool as hell. But Punk said wearing Elton John sunglasses doesn't make you Elton John. He said just because Rollins grew up wanting to be CM Punk doesn't make him CM Punk. Punk said he's not litigating the past and he's looking into the future. He said Rollins wants to paint him as the bad guy. And Punk said, well, okay, he'd be the bad guy. He asked the fans if they've ever been a bad guy in life, and he kind of tried to make a Boston thing about the bad boys of Boston. He talked about himself. There's no such thing as a bad student, but they're a bad teacher, and he called Rollins his failure. Punk said if Rollins wants to interrupt him, he'd give him the wrestling lesson that he asked for years ago for free. Punk asked Rollins if he's tougher than Drew McIntyre. Punk said Rollins might think he is, but Boston knows that Rollins is not. Punk said there wouldn't be enough staples to put Rollins back together once he's done with him. Punk was like, okay, he's waiting. There's no Seth Rollins. He's surprised they didn't piss him off enough. And then Punk said that fans chanted his name, you know, for 7 years. So let's start chanting my name. And then Seth Rollins did magically appear in the crowd chanting Punk's name. Rollins said life is about perspective. So he thought it might see a little differently if he came through the perspective of a fan. Rollins said even from where he's standing, Punk is still an asshole. Punk said he was overjoyed that Rollins didn't come out to a stupid song. Punk said Rollins was in the right spot with the rest of the CM Punk fans. Rollins said he put the company on his back when Punk hoped it would fail without him. This fan has more WrestleMania main events than you ever will, Seth Rollins said. Rollins then was starting to walk in the ring. Seth Rollins left the ring, but jumped the barricade. They started fighting. They had to be pulled apart multiple times throughout. They even ran, Seth Rollins ran all the way around the crowd to get to CM Punk, and they had to be pulled apart.
You know this was serious because Seth went tits out. That's like, he was in all black except for, like, you know, no shirt. Good barbs coming from the two, good back and forth coming from the two. I like the fight. I like the aggression. I'm all here for a pull apart brawl. We've been waiting for this to kind of boil over. We've been waiting for these two to kind of come together, and they've danced around each other. They've been busy with other problems. Seth has sort of been like on the outskirts as Punk has been in the limelight, and now we're bringing them together to potentially start a build for Rumble and or Mania, that typical direction. So yeah, I think we're all here to watch this one because this should be a really fantastic program with these two.
And when will a match happen? Well, Seth Rollins was backstage angry. Pierce was yelling at him. Rollins was yelling back at him, and he wants his match with Punk. Drew McIntyre showed up. McIntyre recalled Rollins telling him that he needed to go over his issues with Roman Reigns and the Bloodline. McIntyre says it's not so easy when it's staring you in the face. McIntyre said he and Rollins, though the Punk is the same person he was, that includes Sammy and Jey Uso. Rollins and McIntyre thinks he has a common cause and our friends. Rollins said he took Reigns out of the power of WrestleMania and he had Jey and Sammy by his side because they're his friends. He respects them. Rollins told McIntyre he's going to do something that McIntyre couldn't do, and that's end CM Punk. Rollins was like, undecided whether he likes him or not, respects him or not. So we'll see what happens.
About it.
He's got to think about it for a bit. Then later on, we had Seth being interviewed and being told what was made official. That on the debut of Netflix, it will be CM Punk versus Seth Rollins. As he was being interviewed, Sami Zayn and Drew McIntyre started to brawl behind him.
You know, like you do.
And they had to be pulled apart.
There's tension. There's tension everywhere. It's boiling over. It's the holiday season. It's getting to everybody. Mm-hmm. There's 2 weeks till Christmas. Stress! That's not the real reason why. But, again, I'm here for just random fights breaking out backstage. Y'all all know I love that. Like, that, again, you have people that are just so pissed off at each other that they can't be in the same building. Because when it's staged, it works, especially if a camera catches it. If it's not staged and there's a dog involved, then it doesn't work and it's bad.
Yeah,
and that shouldn't happen, but and people should be punished for that. But like, in terms of TV context, it's good and I like it, because again, they should all be like cool with each other just for the sake of being, you know, cool with each other. It's like, oh yes, no, we are going to be completely respectful, because that's not how the real world works at all. If you're going to throw hands, you're going to throw hands. So please throw hands in front of a camera. Thank you.
And once again, going back to the Rollins and Punk pull-apart brawl, they were not wrestling throwing punches.
No.
They threw punches like it's a real fight.
There were actual hands being thrown. That was close, man. That was tight. I like it.
That added some realism to it. So I like that they're not... There's the typical WWE brawl. They went... made it more realistic.
Yeah, this was kind of sort of a little bit of a clusterfuck, but in the best sense.
Yeah, I like what they did there. We go inside the Judgment Day clubhouse. Finn is wondering where everyone was at Saturday Night's Main Event, and then Liv recalled Baylor said he didn't need help. She also knew the rest of the faction was banned from ringside during the title match later tonight on Raw, and then she had something to take care of, and then Baylor was still upset. He had like the phony smile on his face every time he was talking to Liv. So there's a little bit of tension there. My favorite part about this segment has nothing to do with any of the words that were said. It was Carlito. He was trying to play it himself in the video game, but his character is locked because that copy of the game did not get the DLC.
Oh, poor Carlito.
Like, you see, it's not cool. But you could tell it wasn't updated or has the DLC package attached to it because he's clicking on his name and it's locked.
Y'all, production, update the game.
Right. Spend a little money, update the new version of the game.
They shouldn't have to spend money. They should be able to get it for free. It's their game. Like, they should have the fully loaded DLC version.
They should. Doesn't mean they do. Liv,
fair.
Liv, Raquel, and Dominic made their way to the ring. Raquel had a megaphone. Dom tried to speak. They drowned him out, calling Liv the greatest woman champion of all time. She was screaming in the megaphone and said 2024 was the year of Monday Night Morgan. She said she was just getting started. There are a lot of historical changes happening in WWE next year, and there's no one better to lead the company in the future than her. This brought out Rhea Ripley, saying that she said that Morgan would care about what she had to say. She basically said, it's gone on long enough and it's time to sell things once and for all. And Adam Pearce has made it official that she is the number one contender for the Women's World Championship. And Rhea said that she will be the new Women's World Champion. And the only thing that Morgan will be left with is her little chicken tender slut.
That is oddly specific.
This is a very oddly specific.
But it was good. Like, you're having Liv play the part of the heel very well. You're having her be obnoxious. And you're just having Rhea coming in ready to just steamroll all over her. Will she succeed? We'll have to see. But we are building up towards a confrontation between the two.
And I would assume they make that official for Netflix. Like, the Netflix show is going to basically be a PLE that first week. Because you got Roman and Solo in tribal rules, whatever it's called. You have Punk and Rollins, and you would probably do Liv and Rhea. Three big matches to start off the Netflix era. I think that would be a good way to start things off.
I can think of worse things, honestly.
Tribal combat, that's what it was. Yeah, tribal combat. But then your main event was Finn Balor and JD McDonagh finally defending the World Tag Team titles against the Wall Raiders, Eric and Ivar.
Follow Finn and you're sure to win.
Mm-hmm.
They lost.
We have new tag team champions thanks to Damian Priest.
Hey Finn, you know how you said that you were gonna like be Damian's nightmare? I don't think that's working out very well, honey. I think it's kind of the other way around, actually.
We're all fine with it. Yeah, for sure. But the War Raiders are now the new tag team champions.
Like, the match was really good. The match was fine. I want to say this before we talk about Saturday night's main event on Thursday. I'm ready for these two to just bang. Just please, just do it. Just stop dancing around each other and just get it over with so we can all move on from it. Thank you. which it feels like that's where this is going, because the tag match was very obviously the way to get the belts off of Finn and JD. So you can go ahead and have Finn fight Damian one-on-one. And this will see the end to both the Finn and Damian story, as well as the Rhea and Liv story. Because while we're always here for revenge, at least I am on this show, in terms of wrestling, we always like to see people get their comeuppance and for the heroes to triumph. This feels like this has gone a little long and not in a good way. And it's kind of one of those meandering stories that, because of injuries and other problems, that it's just sort of gone on and on and on and on and on. So I'm ready for them to just do it and get it over with, and we move on to whatever else it's going to be. Because it feels like, especially for the Judgment Day and Rhea and Damian in particular, they're just in a holding pattern right now. And it's kind of a obvious holding pattern.
Yeah.
So it's like, if we could just get them out of that holding pattern and move them on to whatever it is they're going to do, and then you advance them to their next program after that, where they all kind of go apart and they all go on to other things, that would be lovely. I would appreciate that greatly. But the match itself was really good. The War Raiders cut a fantastic promo earlier in the show, or they had a video package earlier in the show that were like talking about their trials and triumphs and all the medical issues that they've had to overcome and just everything like that. It was a really good way to reintroduce everybody to the tag team, to sort of sell them before you bring them out and have them win titles.
Yeah, I also think with whatever they're doing, how they're shaking up the rosters a little bit before Netflix, wouldn't it surprise me if Damian moves to SmackDown.
I think it would be good for him to go to SmackDown, honestly. Or it would be good for Judgment Day to go to SmackDown. or Finn. Like, this would be a really good opportunity that in terms of you're doing the transfer portal. We all hate it when they do this, but we hate it in the context of when a faction is like at its height, when they break them up. But in terms of like the Judgment Day, to me at this stage, it's really kind of run its course. So if you were to take like Finn or Dominic or somebody else out of the group and you were to move them over to SmackDown to give them fresh legs, especially somebody like Finn, right? You take them over. You take him over to SmackDown. You give him a fresh start because you could have him sort of be that villain against like a Cody or something like that. Because Roman's busy with other things, or Solo's busy with Roman. So Cody's not necessarily involved in that, and he gives Cody something to do. But it's like, I think that would be good just to sort of like, yeah, Finn needs a refresh. I think this would be a good way to refresh him. Or you could break Dominic out on his own. You can move Damian over to SmackDown. Like, the only reason I'm hesitant for him to go is because he's a babyface. And you have like Roman doing babyface. You have Cody doing babyface. So you move Damian over there. It's kind of like, eh. Like, you have Solo as the top heel. You have Kevin kind of running as a heel. And Kevin and Cody are going to be busy for a while. So you take Finn over there and he could do something. But I don't know. But the transfer portal could be good.
And I think maybe some bloodline maybe moving to Raw. So it would open up a spot for a Damian to be over there.
It could. It definitely could.
I think Judgment Day stays together for a bit. I think we'll see in a few couple months where they're headed, and it could be interesting. I don't think they're breaking up yet.
Not yet, but it's, I would expect it potentially after WrestleMania that we start to move in that direction, or maybe even a little bit before.
I think WrestleMania might be a good spot, and forces may force its breakup, but we'll see.
We will in fact see.
But that will do it for our Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday, we're back live at 10 p.m. Eastern with The Rack.
That's right. As I alluded to earlier, we're going to be talking about Saturday night's main event, where Rock and I will give our opinions of the show. We'll let you know who won, who lost, and what we thought of the mythical Winged Eagle belt. So it's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the wildtalkradio.com.
Oh yeah, they teased Penta. Woo. That was the little teaser, the zero.
And everyone still...
Penta's free contract. Penta is free. Which we talked about. Penta's free. Phoenix.
Oh, it's Ray, that's right. It's Ray that's still in the contract.
Yeah.
Right.
Saturday night, 11:30 PM Eastern. It is CB Radio Live. It's Christmas themed. It's a Christmas themed show on CB Radio. Tune in, 11:30 PM Eastern. Sunday, there's no WTR Sunday because taking the week off. They'll be back on the 29th. Also, speaking of The Rack, Thursday, we'll announce the winner of WTR Fantasy Season 19 on The Rack Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern.
WTR Fantasy?
We're gonna announce the winner.
Ooh.
Not doing a draft, we're doing the winner on Thursday. So tune in for that. We'll be back next Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern for another edition of the Raw Post Show. Chat, it's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use credit code RockinSock or
Vince M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag epic partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lens Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lens Ward. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@SummerLensWard. And you can follow me on TikTok until it shuts down at Lens Ward Zero.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for The Rack. And right back here for the Raw Post Show, along the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.